maybe you're longing for that, as we talked about earlier in the service. What is your greatest longing right now in your life? And is God beginning to speak to that in some way, either to a person or a situation? And so beginning to think about that, Paul actually, in the scripture that Rivers and Kyle just read a moment ago, talks about the before picture. And maybe I know that I can relate to this, and you do as well. The before, Paul says that, this is how he describes us. He says that we were dead. So basically, there was no life, spiritually, there was no life in us. And not only that, but like the rest of the world, we just read that we were following our own desires, our own passions, and following the ways of the world. But then, God, who is rich in mercy, there is definitely a turning point. And so, my next question to follow up for you is, this is the after. Paul says, after Jesus came into your life, because in the story of Paul, remember at the beginning of his testimony, he says, I, Paul, did this. I, Paul, was convinced. Would you guys say that there are times you've been convinced you're going the right direction, and then all of a sudden just complete U-turn? And maybe we can identify with that as well, that we were convinced we were going the right direction. And then it's interesting in the story, after that, Paul stops speaking, and now it's Jesus speaking. He's saying, I appear to you, and I am sending you. And not only that, but the after picture, these are the words that in Ephesians describe us after Jesus appears to us in some way. He says things like, God, who is rich in mercy and bringing us from life out of death. Not only that, and I want to circle this, making us examples of his wealth of kindness and the riches of his mercy. So my next question, maybe beginning with Will this time, how have you experienced God's kindness to you, even in the midst of either longing or change?
I think that after I realized that that's what God was calling me towards, was working with kids and like youth ministry and stuff, there was definitely that feeling of like that I know that that's what I'm doing, like on a test or something when you know that you got the answer right, and you just had that feeling of like, I did it. But I think he's shown it a lot through that. Yes.
Anything else, Josh? Ways that you've experienced God's kindness even through longing and
joy? Well, we haven't heard from Emily in a while. I'm gonna give it to her.
I've experienced many, but I guess one of the biggest ones is just I've had lots of change in the past couple of months, and it's been really different. But I have peace that I haven't had before. Just peace knowing that really no matter what happens, I've always got something or someone that I can have peace with. And I just always have that peace.
And as you mentioned, it doesn't make you a perfect person or us perfect people.
Absolutely not.
But kindness brings us through that process.
Yeah.
Josh, did you have anything you wanted to add?
As far as like touching of his kindness, it was just back a while, long time ago, where I was just desperate, and it felt like I had nobody to go to, and just like anything that could go wrong in my life, it was going wrong, and I just like one time I just got so angry inside of my room and just punching walls, hurting my fists, by the way, and like just so angry. I'm like, God, where are you? I need you right now. And he just, this is the first time in my life God has spoken to me. He said, I'm right here, dude. And that was probably one of the most, as far as being close to God, it was probably one of the most emotional days of my life. But
God reached out to you.
Yeah.
I want to kind of close this way. To know that perhaps today through the service, either something that was said or something that we were saying, maybe even something that the students have shared, perhaps there's an invitation for you that God has invited you to take a step of some kind. And before we close, I wanted to ask if Emily, Josh, and Will, if there's any way that you could put in your own words what God's invitation might be to us as a church, whatever that might be, what do you think God might be inviting us as a whole congregation to this morning?
I think he might be inviting you guys to, like, what I did pretty much just take, even if you're in the right, just relook your life and see how you approach, even like over the past week, just take how you approach different situations. If you feel like God was happy with the way you ended a relationship or a friend, or how you got upset about something and didn't approach it in the healthiest way, just because although there might be that one thing that you're dealing with, there's going to be a whole bunch more, because like from past experience, at least the way my church taught it to me, Satan knows your weaknesses, and so he's not going to go after the things that you know is good. He's going to go after the things that are hidden within your heart, and he's going to try as hard as he can to bring you down. But just relook your life and make sure God is happy with the way you dealt with things.
Yeah. I think that you should definitely just keep your eyes open and just keep a lookout, because he's there. And he's not always going to get up in your face about it, but definitely just look out for him and just know that he's there.
Mine is just seek people who are strong in the Holy Spirit and who give out wisdom. Seek wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's give a hand to these students for coming and sharing. We've had the privilege of hearing some of the work, just a small picture of what God is doing in the lives of a few of our students. And just so you know, that work is even bigger than what you see this morning. God is doing some amazing things and transforming lives. And I believe that he's transforming lives in this church as well. And so as the band comes up, as we come to a close this morning, I want to give us an opportunity as a church to respond in a very specific way. And so I'm going to ask Garrett Vermeesch to come and join me. Garrett, there you are. And Garrett's going to give us a specific response invitation. And as we go into this last song, if you would like to come and pray, it could be about anything, we want to invite you to come and make this a place of prayer. So, Garrett, would you give us the invitation this morning?
Hello?
Okay.
In all our lives, we've experienced death and new life. Take a look at these pictures. This is a forest region known as the Boreal Forest. The Boreal Forest, which covers over 12 million square miles across northern Asia, Europe, and North America, 29 times the size of Texas. That's big. In the year 1998, over 68,000 of these square miles of forest burned in wildfires. Sounds tragic, right? Although people regard fires as a destructive force that should be fought and put out quickly, the fact is that wildfires are important to these regions. And the reason why is fires consume the dead or decaying parts of the forest, so up in the ashes, new life can grow. One tree specifically, the jack pine, relies on fires to spread its seeds because it produces cones that are very hard and durable. The cone remains solid until a fire occurs and melts the outside. When the cones pop open and the seeds fall out and fall or blow out. Now new life is possible. Perhaps after today you feel God is asking you to take a step up of some kind. Or to ask him to give a fresh start in an area of your life. Whatever that looks like for you, we invite you during the next song If you're feeling led to take a step of faith, come to the altars. Perhaps there's something you want to trust or surrender to Him. No matter what it is, remember, God already loves and appreciates you. You will also see pine cones up here. If you want, feel free to take a pine cone when you leave as a visual reminder that God will give us new starts. Even if we're going through the fire right now, you can know and be sure that God will make something beautiful out of you through the ashes.
When the mountains fall and the tempest roars, you are with me. When creation folds and still my soul will soar on your mercy, and I'll walk through the fire with my head lifted high and my spirit revived in your story. I'll look to the cross as my failure is lost in the light of your glorious grace. So let the ruins come to life in the beauty of your name, rising up from the ashes, God, forever you reign. And my soul will find refuge in the shadow of your wings. I will love you forever, and forever I'll sing. When the world caves in, still my hope will cling to your promise. When my courage ends, let my heart find strength in your presence. I'll walk through the fire with my head lifted high and my spirit revived in your story. I'll look to the cross as my failure is lost in the light of your glorious grace. So let the ruins come to life in the beauty of your name, rising up from the ashes, God, forever you reign. And my soul will find refuge in the shadow of your wings. I will love you forever, and forever I'll sing. Your name rising up from the ashes, God, forever you reign. And my soul will find refuge in the shadow of your wings. I will love you forever, and forever I'll sing. Let the ruins come to life in the beauty of your name, rising up from the ashes, God, forever you reign. So I'll find refuge in the shadow of your wings. I will love you forever, and forever I'll sing. So let the ruins come to life in the beauty of your name, rising up from the ashes. God, forever you reign. And my soul will find refuge in the shadow of your wings. I will love you forever, and forever I'll sing.
You can sit down.
Friends, we have been led and worshiped by our youth, and it was okay, wasn't it? They have worked incredibly hard to think through this and to prepare this. They've practiced, and I don't know in the West Room if you can see Rebecca drew, during that song, drew a phoenix rising out of the ashes, and just the different gifts that have been utilized. I think there were like 35 youth involved in the service in some way, ushering, greeting, banding, singing, and it's just awesome. And writing your own songs, and that's an awesome thing. They have spoken words of hope and challenge to us. They've spoken these words from their hearts, and my prayer is that they will hear their words and that those seeds will be planted deep in their hearts, and that those seeds will be planted deep in your hearts, and that you will allow the Spirit to water and nurture those seeds so that God's fruit will be present in your life through the worship of Him, and that He will bridge that separation that you might be experiencing, because His longing is for you to know Him and the power of His death and His resurrection. We are in the season of Easter still. We are always in the season of Easter. Every Sunday is the practice of Easter. And we are still just in the afterglow of having to have that wonderful celebration. And in that, in this story of the story of God in six acts, I'm going to ask on May 18th, I would like for you to bring back the crosses that so many of you worked on during the season of Lent. If you have a picture of it or a story that you experienced while you were sanding those crosses, would you send me this story at church or send a picture? But I would like for you to bring those on May 18th, because the story that day is Jesus. And the story every Sunday is Jesus. But that day we get Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.